Chapter 9. It was late in the evening now, and the sky was dark. Tom drove us back, and we were quiet in the car. When we got to the Valley of Ashes, there were a lot of people crowding the road. Tom beeped his horn. "Beep, beep. Move aside," said Tom. "I can't get through." "Have some respect," said a man. "There's been an accident, and someone died." We looked at the crowd. It was all around Mr. Wilson's garage. "Well, this should be exciting," said Tom, getting out of the car. We walked over to the garage where Mr. Wilson was very angry and upset. There was a body. It was Myrtle. She was dead. A car had hit her. Tom was suddenly very upset. "What happened?" he said. "We were going to leave," said Wilson. "I was going to take her away from this terrible place. But she said she loved another man. She said he would look after her. She ran away from me towards a car. It didn't stop. It drove straight into her and hit her. The car didn't even stop," he said. "It just kept going." A policeman was there, and he asked a lot of questions. "What time did this happen?" "About half an hour ago." "Were there any witnesses?" "Yes, lots." "What did the car look like?" "I didn't actually see the accident myself," said Mr. Wilson. "I did," said one of the witnesses. "She ran out to the car like she knew the driver and wanted them to stop, but they didn't." "Can you describe the car?" said the policeman. "It was a very fancy car, in a light, creamy yellow colour. Similar to white, but more luxurious. No other cars looked like this one. It was unique." Suddenly, Mr. Wilson got violent and grabbed Tom angrily. "That's the car you were driving earlier. It was you. You killed my Myrtle. Were you the man she was seeing, too?" "No, no," said Tom. "It wasn't me. I just arrived in my car. Look, my blue car. You know my car. I don't have a unique car." Mr. Wilson put Tom back down. "That's right," he said. "You have a blue car. It wasn't you." "Can I see your car, sir?" the policeman asked Tom. "Yes, certainly," said Tom. "It's over there." While the policeman went to look at Tom's car, Tom got Mr. Wilson a strong drink. "I'm very sorry about Myrtle," he said quietly. "You know I liked her too. She was a lovely girl. But you're right. I was driving that car earlier. I know who it belongs to. A man named Gatsby." I was shocked. The description did sound like Gatsby's car. But Myrtle didn't know Gatsby. Why would she run out to his car? Oh, wait. In the dark, she could only see the car, not the driver. She had seen Tom driving that unique car earlier. She thought it was still Tom driving, and that he would stop the car and take her with him. But why didn't Gatsby stop? This was just a tragic accident. He would not be punished. He had not done it on purpose. Mr. Wilson looked very sad and confused too. "But why didn't he stop?" he said. "Why did he kill my wife?" "Maybe you should be asking, why did Myrtle run out to that particular car?" Mr. Wilson looked even more confused. "Maybe because she knew him," said Tom. "Maybe because she thought he would take her with him." Mr. Wilson looked shocked, and I realized that Tom was lying. He was telling Mr. Wilson that Gatsby killed Myrtle, and that he was also the other man she had been seeing. This was a lie because Tom was the other man. Tom was lying to keep himself out of trouble. Now Mr. Wilson thought Gatsby had murdered Myrtle, and that Gatsby had killed her on purpose.